This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we can talk about the Trump trade executive orders. Trump's been making headlines for these various different executive orders he's been signing, some of which have been overturned by courts with the immigration cases that we've discussed. But in this case, it's going to be about trade, so we'll see what happens and what is it that he said. I watched actually the press conference last night, and a lot of the stuff that came out of Trump's mouth sounded kind of good. We'll see what he has to say here in a few moments. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We got Richard. He's in Ocean Shores, yeah. Washington. Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
The thing I'm talking about these illegals and all that, I know some. They're good people. But
damn right.
The biggest excuse that a lot of people use is, well, look at all the crimes that we do here. Do we need more crime in here? So get them bucket heads out of here.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
So I think what people would be talking about is that when folks come here, and it doesn't matter whether they're legal or illegal, what they do is they benefit the economy. It used to be, prior to socialism becoming very popular, that governments wanted more people. They wanted more land. Well, now, when everybody's all interconnected and has to pay for everybody else's problems, the hoi polloi, we don't want people to come. Well, what we've got is a government problem in this country. You can't put out a bowl of cat food every day and then get mad the stray cats come around and eat it.
Yeah, I mean, if a handful...
I understand that. We need to... And the people that hire them, we arrest you if you hire them.
Arresting business owners for hiring somebody
that's
who's a hard
lot
worker.
Of paperwork
that's
for a
illegal.
Small business.
That's illegal.
Look, I'm a small businessman.
Problems.
I'm a small businessman. How are you going to pay? How are you going to pay for all the paperwork that we have to do every time we hire somebody?
Yeah, well, that's the problem of being in this country then.
Indeed it is.
Rules, but not enough rules to keep the bucket heads out.
What does that mean? What is that insult?
Selling drugs. They're selling drugs. There's people out there robbing. We just had an incident in Washington here where our illustrious governor pardoned a guy, and 3 days later he killed a woman.
Well, I'm sure that there's some terrible things that have happened to with illegals as there have with regular citizens.
And they can't find him yet either. So what do you do then?
We're going to reference the American Conservative Magazine's report on crime. They broke it out by ethnicity, and what they found is that Latins, in their demographics, their age demographics, commit the same sorts of crimes and the same amount of crimes as white people do. So to say that they come here and commit crimes, what's that?
That's just what I was telling you.
He's what he said.
Because why do we need more of them in here?
Okay, so what he's saying, Mark, is that
get rid of them.
Okay, so you're sort of two minds, right? You started out by saying that you know some people who are illegal immigrants.
I do.
And that they're good people. You said they were good people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, but then ever since you've been
saying all of them are bad.
Right. So then ever since you made that statement, you've been going off yelling about how they're bucketheads and get them out of here because some of them are criminals. What, it is
I'm
a very small minority of them.
The ones that are criminals.
So you're
That's
saying,
the one.
Hold on, just let me just make sure I'm following you here. You're saying only remove the ones who are committing violent acts from the country?
Yes.
Okay, that is a much more reasonable position.
I concur with you. Let's kick out the citizens that are committing violent acts, too. Rather than spending all this money on prisons, people who commit violent acts, Let's just send them elsewhere.
Okay, so, but that doesn't quite jive.
Their own country, let their country deal with their jailings.
Richard, though, what you're saying, though, doesn't quite jive with, I mean, it sounds better, what you've said now, but it doesn't quite, line up with the idea that the business owners should be arrested if they hire people. Are you saying that the business owner should only be arrested if they hire a violent criminal, or that the business owner should be arrested if they hire anybody without the proper government papers?
And if you don't have the, realistically, if you don't have the paperwork and all that, we got to figure that part out. I remember growing up in Wyoming, we used to have Mexicans come in and I even stacked hay with some of them.
I bet you
did. I hoed beets, sugar beets with them.
How was their work ethic?
And I picked cucumbers with them. But they always went back to Mexico.
That's because they can't go back now. The laws that were passed in the 60s prevent them from returning home. We actually had migrant workers at one point.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
How was their work ethic, Richard, when you were working with those folks? How was it working with them?
They were hard workers.
Okay.
I had no problem. Hey, we used to go around stacking hay on farms and ranches. We got 5 cents a bale. There was three of us working with a tractor and a trailer or a skid, and we'd be bucking bales all day. And when you're doing 30,000-40,000 bales, that nickel a bale makes a lot of money. And we used to split the cost of the housing. We'd rent a little place, and we'd go, And these guys were great people.
Those are the kind of people we want here then, right?
Oh, exactly.
So then what we don't want, thank you for the call, Richard, then what we don't want is a group of goons calling themselves ICE from the federal government going around to businesses demanding to see papers, demanding to see all of the files on all of the employees, holding business owners at gunpoint, armed raids. We don't need to have that. That's what's happened in the United States. It has happened, and it will likely continue to happen as the crackdown on immigration continues. That is not what we need to, go around rounding up hardworking people who are helping make this country a better place and make the economy stronger. That's going to hurt America if those people get rounded up.
What number did he save? Bales of hay?
Like a lot.
Tens of thousands of bales of hay in like a day? Can you imagine what that would do to your average American in their late teens right now? I mean,
yeah, I'll pass on that.
I'm sorry, this country isn't producing people who can buck hay in the fashion that he was referring to. I mean, there's just not enough of them to do these agricultural jobs. And there's a lot of people who are south of the border, Mexicans and on farther south, that are wishing, in fact, they're dying, they're coming across these borders, they're dying to do this kind of work in order to keep your costs down. That hay is going to be eaten by your food. And if you employ Americans to do it at three times the wages,
guess what? You're going to be paying more for
you're going to be paying that much more. Yep. And I don't even know if it's three times the wages. I mean, I know that we had a story some years back, a couple of years back, out of Georgia, where they were trying, they basically kicked all the illegals out of the state, passed all these laws, and then they were trying to get the convicts to do it. And these were probationers, parolees, and they were saying, take me back to prison. I can't do this. Our prisoners can't do the work that these people were doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, going after people who are creating real violence, like actual murderers and rapists, okay, nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with that. That's fine. Go after those people. Punish them, however you need to. Obviously, restitution is the way that we think it should be done here on Free Talk Live. When somebody commits a wrong, they should try their best to make the victims whole. But, going after actual criminals is what law enforcement, if we're going to have it, should be there doing. Going after people who are trying to feed their family, who are working, who've come here, risking a lot, risking their lives, as you pointed out, to try to make a better life for themselves. Those are not criminals, even though they've broken the law. Well, guess what? Pretty much everybody who calls this show probably broke the law within the last 24 hours. It's just whether you know it or not is another question. You might have broken the law today as you were driving from work to your house. I think probably most Americans break the speeding laws. Doesn't that mean that you're an illegal, too? Because if the definition of an illegal is someone who does something illegal, then wouldn't most Americans now fit that definition?
I think that they're specifically picking out a low-level misdemeanor, which is staying beyond their visa. That's what the vast majority of people here, illegal, are, pointing out that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Licko Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Licko Chops free.
New, improved Licko Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Licko Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Licko Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Dog Assess Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Black Saturday edition of the program. Join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And also, Mark, tell me about the charity that you're helping raise some money for.
Yeah, it's called, the organization is called Foundation of Hope Uganda. And I made a quick link to it. Because they don't have a lot of money, they don't even really have a good Facebook page they don't have a good website. They've got a Facebook page. I made a note on Facebook and then sent a quick link to it. So it's hope.freetalklive.com. And you may agree or you may disagree with our opinions here on Free Talk Live. You may hate my guts, but I don't care because there are 40-something orphans in Uganda that don't have a place to sleep or soon will not have a place to sleep. They currently sleep in this thing that looks like a large walk-in closet to me is what I would describe the shape as. And they're supposed to be getting kicked out of there. They were given some land to build an orphanage on, but they've got to get supplies. It's not like, you know, they were gifted a place. They were just gifted some land. They're growing some vegetables to earn some money, but it only comes in so fast. I mean, it takes a while for a garden to get established. I'm hoping that we can put together enough money to help them put the foundation for this in, because they have to get that in. They've made tens of thousands of bricks, and if they don't have a place for those bricks to sit, they're going to desiccate and deteriorate and turn back into clay. Yeah. They've been fired, but they'll still, on the ground, they'll deteriorate. So I'm trying to get this foundation put in. The foundation's a couple $1,000s. It's not much. But, can't do it on my own. So if you would, please, hope.freetalklive.com. Go there and read the story. I don't expect to be able to tell you everything right now. But if you say you care about kids, there's some kids that need your help right now. It's hope.freetalklive.com. Again, hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk about the Trump trade orders, the executive orders that he signed this week. That can be on the way, but your calls and thoughts come first. So let's go first to Dave. He is in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think you've had a couple of two-faced people call in the last 40 minutes.
Two-faced. Okay. Well,
I went through something a while back, maybe 5 years ago. I became disabled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I had a guy that I hired to do my roof, and he estimated me at $3,900. Well, he did half of it. He tore half of it off, and he kind of like faded away, and a big storm was coming in.
Oh, boy.
That's rough.
So, well, then I had a guy driving down the street, and I saw him, and he says, roofing. So he started doing, he says, yeah, I got some guys that I've done in one day. And he brought these four Mexicans over. And I'm telling you the truth. One day. It was done.
I ran I helped run a crew of, they weren't all from Mexico, but Latins that did roofs. I did roofs for a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's tough work.
I couldn't keep up with these guys, but the fact that I could speak some Spanish allowed me to interface with the boss man in a way that, kind of turned me into this impromptu foreman.
Mm-hmm.
These guys had very poor English skills, but they worked really, really hard.
They could throw some tar and some shingles.
They got it done.
Oh, they did it in like one day, and the next day they had one guy walking around. He was the interpreter. He's a retired Navy petty officer, and all he did was go around the house with a metal thing picking up nails.
You got to have that guy doing that. Otherwise, you're going to catch him with a lawnmower. So
it's a good thing he was doing it. And that or your tires.
Yep.
So how much did they end up fixing this roof? I mean, so it was the one guy that kind of walked off the job that led you to these guys. What did you end up paying for the full deal?
28 to these guys.
Cheap.
Jeez, the guy who did half the job got
this guy
39.
21 for materials.
And this was how long ago?
It's like 3 years ago.
That sounds like a really good deal.
These guys took good care of me. They come down, and when they got all done, they said, we're finished.
How do you feel about this, these people that are proposing a crackdown on immigration?
I talked to a couple of them, and they come here for 6 months. They work. They go back to Mexico. Most of them use the they send money home to their family.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are insulted by that. A lot of people in America.
A friend of mine, he wanted $6,900, and he lives right, well, I know, he lives close.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, just, you know, hey, go away. You know, I can't do this, you know.
Hey, Dave, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. You know, this is one of the objections, right, to, oh, those darn immigrants, they're sending money back home to where they came from. Well, what's wrong with that exactly? I mean, I don't really understand why. The idea is, oh, well, they're sending money outside of the United States, and so that's somehow bad for the United States.
Well, it's, if you allowed them to bring the people that they love over here, that they all get jobs,
yeah,
and they'd all keep the money right here. So you can't have both of these things. First off, if somebody is sending money home, that means that they're living, right? Probably they're paying money for transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating. They're paying some kind of domicile fees or whatever.
Yeah.
I get that people can be frustrated by illegals coming in here and doing jobs a little more cheaply or something like that. I get it. But these people are simply trying to take care of their families. And what would you do in their circumstance? And that, to me, is the application of the golden rule. That, to me, is the application of the Bible when it talks about the foreigner in your land. Now, you know, these things aren't, I'm not a Christian. I've, looked at this stuff, but so many people will profess to be and then complain about, the illegals. The illegals aren't your problem. When you're looking at the lowest socioeconomic classes and you're pointing your finger down at those people who are being the problems, you're the fool, okay? You need to point your finger up. It's people in Washington.
At the government?
Yeah. Well, it's the people in Washington, D.C., which have created a socialist system that you think that these people are using. And that's why I've offered, I've suggested over and over again a form of second-class citizenship that I call the blue card. That would be a card where somebody could come in here, they would be able to, get registered or whatever. When they walk in, they'd be able to get a job, but they'd never be eligible to vote. They'd never be eligible to get a welfare of any sort.
I think most of them would be happy with
that deal. And I don't think that minimum wage laws should apply to them. And frankly, if they're not using any of the government services, I don't think income tax should apply to them.
Sign me up. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Because didn't you say people in the U.S. could also get the card?
Well, I don't see it. It wasn't my plan.
Let's go to John. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, John. Hello. You can't listen on the radio, dude, or else we're going to have to skip you. John going once. John going twice. All right, you're getting skipped. We'll put you back on hold, give you another try. If you're on hold, basic talk radio basics 101. If you are on hold, do not listen on the radio because it's always like 6 or 7 seconds behind real time. So then you'll be hearing us call for you when it's too late. So we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial in toll free here and join us on the radio on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Also, if you've been thinking about starting your own blog or website, or maybe you already have one but you're sick and tired of your current web host, well, you can get 50% off of web hosting from HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. So if you're going to get started doing a brand-new site, that makes it super easy. They've also got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They also have a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. HostGator.com/FTL for 50% off as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything. It seems like all you really have to do is say the word immigration, and people get all kinds of flustered about the idea that there might be somebody here who's trying to make a better life for themselves, and they all need to be kicked out because, well, some of them could be bad. And that, to me, is an incredibly destructive idea, because in order to find all of them, you're going to have a total police state where we will all be subject to checkpoints, raids, suspicion, papers, please, all kinds of stuff like that.
You know, when you ask people how to solve the illegal immigrant problem, because it's important to note, illegal immigrants are not coming in, you know, the largest amount of them are not coming across the border, so a wall isn't going to do anything. They're overstaying visas. And if you ask people what to do about it, they'll always talk about something that somebody else has to do. But the government, well, you know, like small businesses. Small businesses need to do this, or they need to do that, or be held to this account, or have this extra paperwork, or whatever it is.
One guy wanted to throw business owners in jail who hired immigrants.
It's not unusual. But what they never say is what the government in fact does. Well, the government currently has roving checkpoints where they ask you for your if you're a citizen. And I presume if you don't look enough like a citizen, they might ask you for a little proof. You don't. I don't know this for certain, but I can tell you that when I was going along the southwestern United States, that I was stopped four times and asked our citizenship. In some cases, I answered. My wife answered. In some cases, we didn't answer. But it's, I mean, you know, is that what we want? You're in America. Your papers, please.
That's what it's coming down to. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mark in Tallahassee, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WVFT.
Hi. This kind of ties into what you were talking about. We're always asking others to do things. And the problem is with our government. I've hired Mexicans. They work like, you know, beasts. They are hard workers. I've got nothing against them at all. But the problem is all these things, well, Americans won't do the job. Well, why won't Americans do the job?
I would presume pay.
It has to do with the fact that we give them too much.
Americans or immigrants or who?
My grandfather grew up through the Depression.
Uh-huh.
And one of his things was, it's good to want things. Grandpa, I want this. Well, it's good to want things, meaning what are you willing to do to earn it? Now, I want to support people. I don't want anybody starving in the street. But when, you know, you have people, you know, kind of taking advantage of the system and then bitching about the Mexicans coming in here taking all the work, well, if the Mexicans work better, let's hire the Mexicans.
Exactly. Now, you're saying Americans are spoiled.
In our government, what is your solution to that?
You're saying Americans are spoiled by a governmental system that it does a bunch of giveaways, right? Like whether it's free...
It wants to buy their vote. Well, these people, we can't buy their vote, so we'll abuse them, but we can buy the American vote, so let's give them a whole bunch of stuff. Well, quit giving them stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the welfare system needs to be...
Americans won't go pick lettuce. Well, yeah, don't give them so much stuff, and they might go pick lettuce.
Well, the welfare system needs to be abolished entirely, and that includes for Americans as well. Get rid of that system. That way the people who actually need help can go to charities where, you know, the people are paying close attention to the people who are receiving the assistance to make sure that they actually deserve it rather than, you know, are trying to scam it. Like so many Americans do on welfare, they're just working the system. They're taking the welfare money. They're buying crack or whatever it is they're buying, methamphetamine, well, reselling that on the streets. I mean, it's just crazy.
Look, so it's not just welfare. The fact is I started working at 12 years old, but I started working at a comic book store that sold magazines and comic books and
most
stuff.
Most people, it's not legal to hire a 12-year-old.
Right. I worked for credit in the store because I wanted to be able to buy comics, so it was legal in that sense. Mm. I started getting paid at 15. But, I mean, and I learned a great deal, and I think it's great. I don't think I would have gone to work if it was for picking, oranges or something down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably would have just said, meh, I'll go home and watch television. I think that this is a societal issue, not a people on welfare issue.
When you're 15, yeah, I can see you wouldn't go pick oranges, but if you had two kids sitting at home and your wife is, you know,
you're not going to make enough money to take care of two kids.
Go to work, hell, you'd go pick lunches, wouldn't you?
I would. But, you know, the fact is that you're not going to make enough money picking oranges to take care of two kids. It should be a job for somebody who's, young and, has the body and lives at home and those kind of things. So I think that this was a problem the Mongols had. And this goes, the Saracens, well, this goes way, way back. The fact is these horse riding people out in the steppes of Russia would go and take over some cities, usually Chinese cities, and they'd rule the city. But then their kids would be so used to this lavish lifestyle and the silk robes and the great food and stuff that they couldn't hold the city and they'd be driven out.
Yeah.
And it happened over and over and over again to the point that the ruling class, once they take over, they'd send their kids back out to the steppes to drink fermented mare's milk and do God knows whatever. I know, what's his name? Genghis Khan killed his brother at like five or something.
You're saying Americans are spoiled. Both of you guys are basically.
I think that that's. I just
wanted to hear somebody on the radio say that, yes. Maybe Americans could work a little bit harder and earn what they receive. I've got nothing against a Mexican. Heck, if an illegal immigrant could come in here and outwork another guy, well, let me give him the money. I just don't want to sit here and have a society where some people can say, I don't feel like working and you're going to give me money.
Yeah.
While some other guy says, I got to break the law to come earn the money that you want to give me. And I just want somebody on the radio to say that.
I'm with you, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are coddled in the United States. We've got our first world problems here. Did you see, Mark, the video on social media of the guy? And apparently this is a real video. Of the guy who was walking down the street doing like a selfie video. He's kind of like this, you know, pretty big looking sports fan guy. And he's literally crying and whining about the Raiders leaving Oakland and moving into Las Vegas. He goes on and on for 2 minutes straight, laced with profanity, so we can't play it on the air. Because I thought about, oh, I should really play this on the air, but then I thought, no, it's going to take me way too long to have to edit all the profanity out. But just going on and on about how terrible his life is now because the Raiders have plans to move to Las Vegas.
I think you're just picking on people who like things that are different than what you like.
No, because it was funny because at the same time, it compared in America and then in Syria, like, you know, problems in America,
yeah.
Moving the Raiders causes this guy to freak out. In Syria, it was all footage, so it was simultaneously showing footage, all footage of bombed out husks of buildings. Like, yeah, this is your problem, the Raiders?
Right. You could certainly call it a first world problem, but people, you know, generations past and people around the world are concerned with sports. People who work for far less and do with far less. Sports are a great way for people to sort of get their minds off of things. I think that it's just, it's more of this finger wagging at sports fans.
Toll-free number here, Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I linked over. It's the Free Thought Project, by the way, that came up with that video, or at least they posted it. The video of the sports fan that we were discussing in the last segment who is very upset about the Oakland Raiders leaving Oakland and moving to Las Vegas. And he just goes on and cries for basically 2 minutes straight as he's walking down the street. It's so ridiculous. I almost don't believe that it's real. You know, maybe he's just trolling, but if it's real, boy, is it pathetic. So we link to that on our Facebook and Twitter. You can check that out. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to either of those pages that happens to be your preference. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And by the way, I do want to remind you that if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. And then Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. It is that simple. It's that easy. And it helps us. And you get the stuff that you want at the regular Amazon great prices that you're used to. You go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. It's Bill in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I had a couple of comments. I find interesting what, you know, most people are thinking, which is to be humane and all that. But I've lived in Mexico, and if you're illegal there, you're immediately imprisoned. I mean, you are treated
that
like a
criminal.
That is
not true. That's not
well,
what I heard from people
there.
Who live there.
There. I was there for 7 years. If you are illegal, if you're an illegal American in Mexico, you're a federal criminal, basically. You
that's
will
not
be
what the people who live there told me. They told me that you pay a fine, and then that's it.
You pay a multa, but you're locked up until you pay the multa, and it can be whatever they want to set it many times, you know. That there's a lot to be, the government is not the most legit in a lot of ways. I mean,
Are you saying the U.S. government should be more like the Mexican government?
No, but I think that I think what the Mexican government ought to do is, hey, look, we allow them to come up here. I mean, there's only so much America. Eventually, it'll fill up. Eventually, way down the road, there'll be birth limits imposed on Americans. So if you want to come up here and you want to be part of it, there should be a proper pathway. And we as the American people should be able to set it out. I mean, we should have control of our destiny.
Well, I'd like to have control of my destiny. And, you know, maybe my destiny is to have be able to invite somebody from some country that wasn't approved by, I don't know, some bureaucrats someplace to come stay at my house.
Yeah, should that we be would able be good. To set out I that agree kind with of you, but I'm just making the point that when you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we're if we're in these other countries without permission, sir, we're in trouble.
Well, according to the numbers we saw recently, like 91% of Americans living in Mexico are living there illegally.
Is all you have to do in Mexico is leave for a day and then come back. After, you know, you stay for 6 months, you leave for a day and then you come right back. I mean, it's right. Not like it's a very complicated system.
And sometimes you don't have to do that, but you're not illegal down there. I live down there. You can't. I mean, you get checked. You have to be down there legally.
Checked
they're not
how?
Down there illegal.
Check
I'd like to differ with you on that. That's
well, you're
fair.
Wrong. I'm sorry. Maybe things were different when you were 7 years old, but they're not that way now. I mean, we have a friend down there that we know pretty well. We spent some time at her house when we were just down there in Acapulco, and they...
Jesus, as legal as the day is long.
They've been there for 3 years, and they haven't left.
Well, in other words, you're saying they're there without a visa?
That's correct. Well, I mean, they filled out whatever paperwork they needed to when they came down there, but I don't think you need a visa in order to go down to Mexico. We certainly didn't need one.
No, well, I think some of that has changed. You have to have a passport now.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some things that you can do, like you're saying, and it may have changed, but I can tell you that, you know, within the last 10 years I was there, and it hasn't changed. If you're there illegally, you're not only going to get a fine, you're going to get in some serious problems, and you can be immediately arrested. Mm-hmm. And I know people that were arrested. So
okay.
And it would depend
I'm
on
not
what
saying I don't
you're.
Believe you,
no,
man.
Not,
but
their hospitality is wonderful and everything else, but...
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't believe you, Bill, but, you know, maybe things aren't quite the way you
the
think they are.
The experience that we've had
everywhere.
From our friends is different.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, did any of the soldiers bearing firearms in the streets of Mexico come up to you at any point, demand your papers?
Nope.
No, that
I never
didn't,
checked
happen, didn't happen to me either.
Best I could tell, they wanted me there to spend as much money as possible. I felt completely welcome, and... You know, I never experienced any kind of crime or felt threatened or anything like that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to people.
To be fair, we were in more of the touristy area of Acapulco most of the time.
Well, I mean, there's a point where I'm sitting there with your ex-girlfriend while she's feeding stray dogs, standing sort of guard over her at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm reasonably certain that wasn't the tourist area.
Well, I mean, that whole area is generally considered like... what was it? Angel was saying that it was like Texas, basically, compared to the rest of
Didn't seem like
Acapulco.
Texas to me. Wouldn't have been a neighborhood that I would have been normally comfortable in.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, at no point did I feel, you know, by the average folks on the street in any way threatened.
Nope.
Or, you know, they just seem like people on the street.
I saw the soldiers with big guns to be, you know, disconcerting.
But yet, I asked our cab driver, Jesus, about those guys. And what he said was that they're actually pretty easygoing. Like, yeah, they carry big guns, but, you know, they're not really, you know, they don't cause any problems.
So do a lot of my friends, right?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Maria. She's in California. Hello, Maria.
Hi. I was interested in listening to everybody's comments, mm-hmm. and I'd like to add... be interesting to relabel people who were here and just call them tourists. And if we said, oh, this person's from this country and he's a tourist, the attitude would be very different.
Instead of illegal. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you'd be able to get a job, though, as a tourist.
Well, that's the only difference, that they're adding something to the economy and earning something. You know, it's sort of an exchange, but it's voluntary. You know, the idea that to call them a tourist, you have a whole other attitude about them. You know, they're basically supporting themselves and also adding to our economy.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, and it makes total sense to me, you know, changing the mindset and how people think about these folks. Yeah, I also understand what you're saying, Mark. Maybe tourist isn't exactly the right word, but, you know, I don't like the idea of calling somebody an illegal. I think that's an insulting term. I understand the other kind of common term is undocumented worker. That certainly seems kinder, but, you know, maybe there is a nicer word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I always, the renaming of things always bugs me. You know, I'm sort of an ethnic conservative, so, you know, I tend to sort of, you know, pull back whenever I hear sort of the manipulation of the language in order to get me to think of particular
things. Yeah, but
words
have connotations, they have meanings, they will concoct ideas in people's
minds. When Americans
minds.
Will embrace their history of illegal acts, the fact that this country was founded in illegality, that the people that made this country were so upset with their government, they shot them center of mass. When Americans will grab hold of their own status as illegal, then we will look at freedom. Until then, we're just playing around the edges. We're like kids with finger paint. Screw that. You know what I am, America? I'm an illegal.
Yeah, me too. Proud to be an illegal. I've been illegal for
That's
my whole
how I feel
life.
About it.
Maria, great call.
Thank you, Maria.
Anything else you want to share? Go ahead, quick.
Well, just the other idea that I agree when Trump says that he'd like to have people come here who respect our values and, quote, love us. So I'd rather that the people who want to do us harm stay away.
I'm with you on that. I think the best way to handle that is to get America out of foreign wars all around the world.
I agree.
I also think that the people who want to do us harm in Washington, D.C. should stay away. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I want nothing to do with those folks.
Right. Let's build a wall around Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah, you were talking about ejecting the criminals out from the United States, right? Because somebody had said throw the Mexican criminals out earlier, and you said, well, why not throw all the criminals out? Why not go ahead, build the wall around D.C., sort of like Escape from New York?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you could just dump all of the criminals in there, all the Mexican criminals, all the U.S.-based criminals, just dump them all in there, let them take over the White House. I mean, it really wouldn't change anything, would it? There'd just be, you know, a higher concentration of them than there already is in D.C.
Yeah, they can, if they don't like what the criminals do, they can pass laws to stop them.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
And it looks like the Potomac already cuts off a portion of Washington. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like you'd have
be too hard.
Yeah, I mean, you could
build
at that point
wall.
You've got a moat. You're in pretty good shape, really.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We got a full hour to go. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever happens to be on your mind.
By the way, there's lots of good law-abiding Washingtonians. We should let them out before we after we build the wall.
Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.